Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation is written for us in St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. As for me, brothers, when I came to you, I did not come with superior speech or wisdom in order to proclaim to you the testimony of God. For I had no intention of knowing anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness, in fear, and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not marked by persuasive words of human wisdom, but by a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. So, Father, words of our text, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have once again gathered to hear your holy word. We pray that you would speak to us through it. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and increase our faith. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. With all the activity and distractions of the world and even the persuasive thoughts that the world promotes, help us to keep our eyes fixed on Him. Pour out your Holy Spirit to this end. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed. Through the years of teaching confirmation class, I developed the practice of not just making a general question to the class, but actually to ask an individual student the question, whatever it may be. And sometimes those questions were difficult. Right? Sometimes the student wasn't paying attention, which made it even more difficult. But I noticed another practice that developed in the class, in the students. If they were stumped on a question, their go-to answer was Jesus. Now, you may think, well, that's a pretty simple answer, right? Surely it can't catch everything that we would cover in confirmation class. I got to tell you, a lot of the time, Jesus was the answer. And that shouldn't surprise us. Because when you boil down the Christian religion, what do you come out with? Jesus. That's what it's all about. Now, during your time on campus, you're going to be taught a lot of things. Integrals, mitochondrial DNA if you're in biology, right? Carbon chains if you're in chemistry, verb forms if you're in an English class. You're going to be taught a lot of important information. But most of the time, they aren't going to be able to answer the big questions of life. But Jesus can. You might think when you read our text that Paul took a very simplistic view to his work in Corinth when he says, I had the intention of knowing nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, there's a lot packed in to that. But Paul understood that the answer to the big questions of life, why am I here? What is the meaning to life? Where am I going? How am I going to get there? Often Jesus is the answer. Jesus Christ and Him crucified is what you need to know. Now, Paul also talks in our text of this message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified has a power to it. And it's not a power that comes from persuasive human reason and wisdom. There's something else there. And in fact, I would suggest to you that our human reason, our human wisdom is opposed to the message of the cross and of Jesus Christ. And here will just be one simple example. If you ask people around the world who have an idea of a life after death and ask them, do good people go to heaven and do bad people go to hell? Most will answer yes. And sadly, even some that claim the Christian religion will answer yes to that question. Good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell. If that is the paradigm, where will you be? Notice the question isn't, am I good enough? It's, are you good? And you know the answer to that question. Have you ever lied? Have you ever deceived someone? Have you ever taken something that didn't belong to you, even small? And that's just two commandments. We know at our heart we are not good. And if good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell, heaven is going to be a very lonely place because only God will be there. But thanks be to God, that is not the paradigm under which God is operating. That is why the message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified is so important. Jesus knew that you couldn't save yourself. Jesus knew that you couldn't be good enough. And so He came. He lived the perfect life that God's law demands. He never took anything that didn't belong to Him. And He never ever told a lie, not even a little white lie. But He always spoke the truth. He kept all of God's moral law so that bad people like you and me can have a righteousness before the throne of God in heaven. And He took all of our lies and our theft and all of our other sins, and He was nailed to the cross in our place. And the punishment that we deserved was upon Him. And by His wounds, we are healed. Jesus is the answer, because only He has taken away your sins. And this message of Christ turns our world upside down. And it changes the way that we think. So that sinners like you and me can have hope. That this life isn't meaningless. But God has enriched it so that we can live for Him. And we know where we're going. We're going to heaven because Jesus lived and died for us. Now, in your life to come, whether here on campus or out in the world, you're going to be looking for answers. And there's going to be times when your life is upside down by your own choosing and actions, and you're going to be struggling to work out, what do I do? Where do I turn? Where do I go? Jesus is the answer. Always come back to Him. No matter what mess you've made of your life, always return to the one thing needful. Jesus and Him crucified. And God raised Him from the dead so that you can know it's the right answer. Jesus died and rose again so that you can know your sins are forgiven. That heaven is yours. See, yeah, it's a simple answer, Jesus. But there's a lot packed into that answer. Chapel is a chance for you to keep coming back to that simple answer and learning more of all that God has done so that a person like you can be with Him in heaven forever. God bless your hearing of His word this semester, that you would grow in grace and godly living to the glory of God the Father. Amen.